Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
So, Dane, this last weekend, the long weekend I took, was all about weddings in Sydney.
Yes.
But my dress fitting didn't quite go as planned. So I went to the place I bought my dress. So I purchased my dress a while ago now. I had to pay off 50% before I could actually order it and get my fitting and stuff like
that.
So went in and luckily they still had the dress in store and I was super excited to try it back on.
Great. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So put it on. Felt like an absolute princess in it again.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, no, it's definitely the dress. You know, like sometimes you just find it and you just know.
Yeah.
And this is the dress.
Yeah. It's like finding a new bit of Lego, you know, yep, that's the bit, that's the bit I want.
Sure. Let's compare it to that. And I had one of my bridesmaids with me and she's like, look, you look gorgeous. I love it. It shapes you in all the right places. All of that.
Tick, 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 yeah. Tick, tick.
So they said, okay, let's take the dress off and then we'll just give you some measurements just to see where you're at. So took the dress off. She measured me. And then I went back to my original sales rep because they like to keep it so that the original person who made the sale stays with you the whole time.
Correct.
Now, she's not the nicest of ladies.
Right.
The first time I was there, she said to my mum, she's a bit businesslike, isn't she?
To your mum or to you?
To my mum about me.
Oh, right. Okay. In the way what you held yourself and the manner in which you were speaking to them?
Or
what does that mean?
I wasn't all blushing bride. Oh. I was very much like, I know you're going to try and upsell me, so let's keep this business.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
I'm on a budget here.
Yeah.
So got measured and the lady looks in the book and she goes, okay, well, yeah, your hips are a 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Your bust is a 12, but your waist is a 14.
Okay.
So why don't we order you a 14?
Right.
Okay. Now, I've been told before that they like you to order a dress size up, not always just for the fact of just in case you gain a little bit of weight or anything like that, but also because then alteration costs them more.
Yes.
So the size 14 would only fit me around my mid.
Okay.
But everywhere else would have to be brought in and up a lot more.
So what about the one you tried on at the shop? Was that not fitted?
It was a size 12.
And did it fit okay?
As far as I'm concerned, it fit perfectly.
Then why are they ordering you a size 14?
Well, that's what I said. And she said, well, no, that's not how it's supposed to look.
Well, how?
It doesn't fit around your waist.
Did it?
Yeah. So it's a lace-up back, right? Which means that you can expand and bring in.
Yep, gotcha.
And there's you don't see any skin. It's slightly expanded, but it's not like, you know, the whole back.
Yeah, not like you got skin sort of poking through, creating like little shapes through the lace. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so I said to her, well,
not that you would have that. I'm just making
a point. But exactly. And so I said, well, I like that dress. And she goes, well, that's not how it's supposed to look.
Mm.
And I said, well, that's how I've tried it on. So that's how I assumed it
looked. And I think I look good. I've been told I look like a princess. I feel like a princess. And it's about me, not you, you crazy bitch.
And so I said to her, I'm going to stick with the 12. And she goes, but it's not right. I said, well, if I need to lose some weight, I will. She then proceeded to say to me, don't mean to be rude, but have you ever tried to lose weight before?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yeah.
She said that to your
face. She said that to my face.
She didn't wait till you left the store.
I didn't even know what to say. I just looked at her dumbfounded and I was like, I have 9 months.
I can lose some weight in 9 months if I have to.
Yeah, it's not like it gapes out at my waist or anything. It looks straight up and down from the back. It's just you see more lace than what she expects. She expects you just see a tiny bit of lace.
So what did you end up doing?
Getting the 12.
Good job. Stick to your guns, Claire.
Well, otherwise, I'm too short to fit in a 14.
Yeah, I'd be dragging along the floor.
Everything gets made bigger. So, But I was not happy. I walked out of there
in
tears.
So that's one of the moments you cried there. And they are unhappy tears.
Yeah, absolutely. That was horrible. And I got all these insecurities come back from when I was a teenager and stuff. And
it shouldn't be like that. Even if you are business, like you're like, look, I'm coming here for a dress. This is what I want to do.
I spent $2,500 with you.
Exactly right. They should treat you like the queen you are.
So I'm going to make a complaint and say, look, I don't care if she makes the profit off my dress. Okay. I don't want to deal with her.
Claire, here's the thought. Pretty much your floral guy for the wedding.
No, you're not.
Do you want to do your dressmaker too? Okay.
God,
no, you're right. That's too
God,
many.
God, no.
You're right. I wouldn't have time.
No, too many hats.
Yeah, too many hats. Plus, Claire, brand new, world famous, can't get anywhere else than winning him right here on Hit 99.7, our brand new hit stickers.
Yes. Brand new.
That was a weird little sound just then. Was that your tummy? Or was that your mouth?
That was like a little bit of air escaping from my tummy.
Through your mouth, all to burp.
Yeah, well, no, I can't. I can't naturally burp.
What? Hang on. Wait. Hang on. Hang on a second.
The only time you will hear me burp, and it's a belch, is just before I'm about to throw up.
So you don't burp?
No.
At all.
Cannot burp.
Is this your story?
No, it's not.
What do you mean you can't burp?
I just can't burp.
What if you drink, like, if I've got a couple of the new Cokes here,
yeah,
the sugar-free Cokes.
I'll feel really sick and get gas stuck in my tummy.
So you won't belch?
I don't drink much soft drink for that reason.
What about when you have a big meal and, like, you need to create some more room?
I can't.
You physically can't?
I can't, no.
I don't want to sound like this is the wrong way, but is there something wrong?
No, I don't know. Nothing, as far as I'm aware. I just can't burp. Apparently, it's not actually that uncommon.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Seriously.
I think it's, isn't it a health thing being able to burp and the other end as well, like flatulence?
Trust me.
No problems
flatulence
there.
Flatulence, there's no issue.
But burp, you can't burp.
No, I can't burp.
What about when you mean?
I burp like a bird. It just, like, just little air pockets come up, but that's it. I don't physically burp unless I'm about to throw up. You will always know when I'm going to throw up because
right,
it is louder than a guy who's just drunk a whole liter of Coke.
Have you ever looked into that?
I think I did when I was younger, and they were like, well, you just...
Is don't burp.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, are you like Claire and not burp? Or if you're a doctor... I don't know if any doctors listen to the show. It's probably a little bit low.
A bit dumbed down for them, yeah.
Or if you're a doctor, is this a normal thing, not being able to burp? No surprises. We asked for a doctor to call on 13, 12, 16. None actually called through,
yeah,
which is fine. But I feel not being able to burp, there's, not to be rude, there's something medically wrong.
Well, I Dr. Googled it.
Oh, God.
Which can always come up with, you know, you're going to die. But no, it didn't this time.
Yeah, what did it come up with?
Laryngopedia?
Yes.
Laryngopedia?
Big fan of the show.
Something
yeah.
like that. Yeah. Apparently, it's the inability to burp or belch.
Okay.
And it occurs when some sort of esophageal sphincter
doesn't open properly.
Yeah, some muscle basically doesn't relax.
You do know your sphincter's towards your bottom.
No, you have sphincters all throughout your body. You know that.
Nope.
You do. Your whole intestine is a sphincter.
Oh, right. It just sounds like it belongs towards the bottom. End of.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
You've got them in your throat.
Oh, wow.
They push the food down.
Okay. And so an inability of that to open creates this issue where you can't burp.
Yes.
Well, I'm fascinated.
Apparently Botox fixes it.
Really?
Who doesn't love a bit of Botox, so right?
And can I just say, on behalf of, and no offense.
Here we go.
On behalf of normal people everywhere that can belch, you are missing out because it is one of the best feelings in the entire world.
I could never
burp
the ABC.
Fog is something I won't have to worry about too
Why?
Much longer because you're hearing it first. I have a brand new job.
No, you don't. You haven't even applied.
They don't know I haven't applied yet. And I'm moving back to Brisbane.
Are you now?
Yep, I'm going to be moving back to Brisbane to work at the Brisbane airport.
How does girlfriend Christy feel about this?
Oh, she loves Brisbane. And I'm going to be working at Brisbane airport as their new artist in residence. In case you don't know, I double
it. Oh, yeah?
That. Yep.
Totally.
So the artist in residence at Brisbane airport's job this time is building with Lego. That's right. The Brisbane Airport Corporation is looking for an artist in residence to build Lego displays for the terminal.
Like full Lego displays for the terminal?
Full...
Do they have a store there?
No.
Oh, okay.
The only stores in Australia, certified Lego stores, there's one in Melbourne and one on the Gold Coast at Dreamworld.
Okay.
Brisbane Airport Corporation is seeking a brick artist who'll be contracted for 12 months. Mm-hmm. It's not a full-time position, but rather an opportunity to receive a payment for something you love to do. Now, this is the interesting thing. This is the only thing that may be turning me off the job. You'll need to bring your own Lego building bricks or have resources you can pull from. I don't have that many.
Seriously?
To build a massive aeroplane.
So
yeah, that's what it says.
We want you to build stuff, but we want you to bring your own.
Experienced brick builders will be preferred. Well, where is there a career where you become a professional brick builder? We want you to build amazing large-scale pieces to put in our terminals, at least two.
Okay.
And you also have to be available for workshops with the public. So
I don't know how you deal with that.
What, dealing with
the
public?
Public?
Well, if you're a good brick artist, you'll be able to nail it. Now,
no, but I'm talking about you.
Oh. That's the thing. Like
You need full instructions.
I need full instructions. I'm not much of a freestyle. I can't really make my own creations or anything like that with Lego. So in saying that, I now withdraw my application from the position. So I'm staying here at Hit 99.7 for the foreseeable future.
Oh, jeez. Dane.
You're welcome again, Claire. You've been back 2 hours and you've zinged me already.
You would have seen in Sydney, fashion's everywhere.
Yeah, it's totally different to here.
And I like to think, though, that here on this show, Claire and Dane, that you and I are forward with fashion. We celebrate it here on this show, don't we?
Yes, we kind of do. I don't know if fashion is the right word for it.
Well,
or...
I'm going to stop you there and just remind you of the gapy hole ripped jean. Remember how I bought
definitely
that back?
Definitely not fashion.
Remember how I bought back the gapy hole ripped jean?
No.
Well, Guy Sebastian rocked one on Sunrise that morning. I don't know if you remember that.
I do, but they were totally different.
No, they were gapy hole ripped jeans and Riverina. Okay. You're welcome. Then, like a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about lace shorts for men.
Yes.
Which is fascinating.
It was, you can see undies through, it's all just weird.
That's fine.
I don't know if they're built-ins.
Well, either way, I want a pair of those lace shorts. And this is the next thing I want a pair of. But unfortunately, though, it's more skewed towards the female market. And they are sexy chest one-piece swimsuit.
Of course they are.
To give you an idea what this is, essentially what the sexy chest one-piece swimsuit is a ladies' swimsuit.
Yeah.
One piece that has a hairy male torso on.
Because they're always complaining, like women are always complaining that they can't show their nips.
Yeah.
So now they've just gone one step further.
Especially on Instagram and that type of thing. So it's $44, designed by a company called Beloved Shirts. It's available in different skin tones. And as was shown off on their Instagram account, the sexy chest one-piece swimsuit comes with the slogan, make the pool boys say WTF.
That is for sure. I don't think you'll be saying anything other than that.
The actual company tagline for Beloved Shirts is, yep, they're real. Now, it's available in sizes from extra small to extra, extra large and is offered in dark and tan as well.
Okay.
Now, Claire... I do not. I unfortunately can't wear a one piece. It'll just look weird. You know, I'm a DTs, Speedos, banana hammock, buddy smuggler sort of a guy. Unfortunately, they don't make these type of togs for that. But they do make women's swimwear. I do know. You're getting married next year.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I haven't finished my sentence.
I think I'm good, no matter what the sentence ends
I
with.
I think you should let me finish my sentence and not cut me off. I know you're getting married next year. And you're going on a honeymoon. We've been discussing your honeymoon off air for quite a couple of weeks. We're trying to figure we're spitballing here.
You know what, though?
Wait, let me finish. And obviously, whatever location you end up picking for your honeymoon, there will be some pool work involved, perhaps some beach work.
Okay.
And all I need from you right now is a size. Extra small to extra, extra large. Just... you might end up with one of these as a gift, along with the cat bouquet, which has to be displayed at your, because I'm head of floral design.
If I say extra, extra large, can you wear it?
If we're allowed to get one, I would wear it.
Okay. Well, let's
but you're not
extra,
extra large. Extra, no. You're only like a little tiny human. I reckon you'll be a medium, small or a medium. What do you reckon?
Don't know.
All right. I'm going to have to go to the website, do some more research. But can I just say you're welcome?
Thank you.
Yeah.